Blog Talk Radio.
Oh Lord Jesus, Jesus, fuck. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Anybody got time for that song? This is the song right here. What up?
Yo.
What up, what up, what up?
Nada.
Busta Rhymes got a new song out.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. Good shit. I've been listening to a lot of hip-hop lately, so.
I'm not up on my music anymore. I'm really not.
Were you ever really into hip-hop at all?
Like, I'll listen to anything, but I'm not, like, fanatic about it.
Fanatic? You're not
fanatic.
A fanatic?
Not a fanatic.
Like, are you at the office, though?
No, well, I was watching football.
So, you and JV, man, it's like, so you just won, right?
Yes, they did.
And now you're watching the Green Bay San Fran game?
Yeah.
God, you guys are losers.
Not very intently, but yeah, but they're at halftime now.
You have no stake in that game.
I have a stake in every game, my friend.
Your penis doesn't count.
I have 7 fantasy teams. Wait, 7 or 6? Maybe 6. No, 7. Yeah, so I have a stake in every game.
You're gay, man.
I'm not disputing that.
you're gay for big, burly men in tight clothing running around and bashing into each other.
Who sack each other's butts and, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who sack each other. Who play with
yeah.
balls.
Exactly. Who
sack
each other in the locker room.
Tackle me, Brady!
Get off me, you're hurting me!
Ooh, Peyton! Ooh, Eli! Let's make a Manning sandwich.
Today was a very good day. I was very pleasantly surprised by the Jets game.
Yeah, so does this bode well for your fantasy football game team, too? Let me ask you a question. Does fantasy football have anything to do with real football? We're not going to talk very long about this because I'm not interested in this topic.
No, I know. It's basically based on what your players do in real life, yes.
So basically, what they do in real life,
you have a quarterback who throws like 4 touchdowns. That's good for your fantasy team.
I see.
Yeah.
So based on what they do, it makes your people more likely to win their games.
Right.
So
it's basically just like a prediction machine. You basically pick who you think is going to do well against that team in real life.
So fantasy football isn't as gay then as Dungeons and Dragons because you don't actually dress up in football gear and run around in a forest.
Well, you can. but for the most part, no, you don't. You just sit there in your own house and drink beer and eat chips and pizza and watch football and basically live vicariously through other people.
Right. Which is what we do basically anyway when we watch porn.
Right, pretty much. So,
God, it's horrible. I just realized both my athleticism and my sex life are vicarious.
Can we create a fantasy porn league? How would that work?
No, because I don't want. Well, yeah, but all of my porn stars would be female. I don't want any male porn stars on my team.
That'd be kind of funny. I wish I watched enough porn to like actually.
And maybe like how many
porn.
Times they actually orgasm during a shoot is how they get graded.
Right. Yeah. See, I'm still not up on my porn anymore either. This is what happens when you get old. You're not up on things anymore. I'm not even up on sports like I used to be. Like I'm still up on it, obviously, but like between music and porn and everything else, I'm just kind of like, eh. Not up on shit like I used to be.
Well, I mean, it's hard to be up on porn when you live in your mom's basement.
That's true.
I can honestly say that even though I still manage that, dude, I found a way to watch porn on my Wii. I'm not fucking around when it comes to porn. On my Wii, my Nintendo Wii.
How did you manage that?
Because because it's got an internet browser.
Yeah, I guess, but that seems like, you know, it'd be funny if, like, the people in, if the porn came out in, like, those Miis.
No, that wouldn't be funny.
Like those little, like,
that would be highly disturbing.
And erotic, don't lie. Yeah, speaking of porn stars,
I will find a way to watch porn on it. I mean, there are websites that have, like, shit grade flash level porn.
Right.
You know, like JavaScript porn from, you know, that hasn't been updated in like 15 years. You know, like they basically just converted it from VHS into like Windows Media Player.
Right.
You know.
I was watching some nice softcore HBO porn last night.
Some nice softcore what kind of porn?
I was on HBO.
Oh.
Or maybe it was on Cinemax. I don't know, one of those crappy ass channels that don't show.
No, HBO's got a small selection of shitty fake porn.
Yeah.
But Cinemax has a bigger selection.
Yeah.
Cinemax actually has like for some reason when they shoot a lot of porn movies, they shoot like two different versions of them. Like they'll edit it. And sometimes I think they even know what they're doing while they're shooting it, that they're going to make, like, a cable porn for it.
But see, that's my question, is if you watch a cable porn, like, is there an actual, like, hardcore DVD version, you think, of those movies?
Some of them, yeah. So
okay.
Not all of them. I mean, there's a whole slew of, like, Cinemax actresses that have never done any hardcore. It's only been, like,
right,
softcore stuff, and some guys who, like, will watch porn together. I've even watched porn with Louis before.
I don't know.
But
I've
it's
never
weird.
Done that. Yeah, it is
like,
weird.
Like, it's not arousing in any way. It's like, more of a critical thing.
Right.
But like, it's weird to me. But, like, I'll totally watch a softcore porn with my friends because those things are hysterical.
Yes.
Like, those are, like, we actually watched one with all the Philly kids down in Philly about, like, 10 fucking years ago. And at one point, the camera moved, and you could see the guy's dick taped to his chest.
Taped to his
stomach. Yeah, I'm not joking.
That's funny.
And there's this, like, weird dance fucking thing that they do when they're not... You can tell when they're not actually having sex because, like, the guy will be behind the girl, and he'll be, like, gyrating his shoulders.
Right.
In this, like, weirdly rhythmic, like, completely unrealistic way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what's funny? It's funny, too, because, you know, they're not allowed to show, like, genitalia on that. So, like, somebody will be going down on a girl, but, like, they'll put, like, their hand, like, right above, like, their pubic bone so you can't see that they're actually not doing it.
My favorite is when they're actually, like, it looks like they're chewing on the inside of the girl's leg.
Yeah.
Like, they have their face between the person's legs, and you gotta wonder, like, I mean, they look like they're completely naked. The girl must have her crotch in the dude's face, but
right,
he's not allowed to touch it, so he's gotta, like, pretend he's doing things down there. Softcore oral sex is the most violent thing I've ever seen in sex. It doesn't look pleasing in any way.
Right.
It looks like they're actually attacking each other's genitals.
Yeah, they look like they're having like a pie eating contest. Like they're just like digging in, like their face like running around like crazy and just trying to like.
Yeah, like they're trying to get every
instead of
actually trying to get the other person off, they're trying to actually consume the other person's genitals.
Right. They're trying to take the lips, the hood, the clit, the whole nine, shove it in their mouth, like the whole thing.
It also seems like they're eating their inner thighs, their asshole, and sometimes even the top of their pubic bone.
Right.
I mean, it's like wild looking and completely strange. It's not
right.
It's not
natural
erotic
looking
in
at all.
Any way.
Yeah, it's really
no.
not.
No, and in softcore porn, everybody always comes together. That's something I'll
put
out.
Oh yeah,
noticed.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah.
Simultaneous climax is apparently only possible and always possible in soft core porn.
Well, you know what's funniest about that is the lesbo scene, because they always simultaneously climax during scissoring, which is the funniest thing ever.
Well, no, it's not. No, because they don't always scissor. Sometimes it'll just be like one of the girls will be behind the other girl and she'll be like, you know, rubbing her vagina or whatever, and somehow they'll both come at the same time, even when
right.
isn't giving her like a reach around.
You're just so aroused by making someone else feel good that you also have an orgasm.
You're right, though. It's like scissoring really, I mean, even the girl-on-girl oral sex is really fake-looking. Like, really fake-looking. It's
sad, really. Yeah.
Like, you know, when they pull their faces away, they're completely dry.
I was just going to say the exact same thing, yep. They don't have to wipe their lips or anything. It's just like, okay, yep.
I mean, they can't even, what saddens me is that even in, like, the soft, I mean, okay, granted, you can't show the dick going in and out of the vag or the mouth, and you can't show it squirting, but can't
right.
you show the aftermath? Can't you show, like, the cum-covered whore afterwards? I mean, like...
We can only hope.
You know, or the shame of knowing that you just had real sex on camera in front of, like, 10 different people.
Like, how annoying would that be to shoot? Like, okay, you're going to put your head in between this chick's legs, but you're not going to get to go down on her, but you're going to have her pussy right in your face, like, 3 inches away, and you just have to pretend you're doing it. Like, how annoying would that be, just to sit there for, like, 20 minutes and be like, all
well,
right.
Well, I mean, if you've ever actually looked at the guys that are, like, okay, the guys that are in regular porn, some of them are good-looking, but they're all sleazy-looking, all of them.
Yeah.
Like, every single guy in regular porn, even if he might be good-looking, is a sleazebag.
Right.
So, like, you know those guys are having sex. They get all sweaty. They're gross-looking. They make, like, those ugly porn faces. All of
yes.
the guys in softcore porn look gay. They all have, like, this floppy hair, and they're all, like, perfectly chiseled faces. They look like guys who prefer dick. So I think
right.
I think when they're actually down between a girl's legs and doing stuff like that, like, they're actually doing everything they can not to actually go down on her.
Right.
Like, it's like their pussies are a south magnetized magnet. And their faces are north. Or,
yeah.
What is it? Opposites or opposites attract, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Okay.
Yeah, it could be. You know what's weird is, like, you ever watch, like, those, like, behind-the-scenes thing about porn? I was watching one, like, a few years ago. It was a while ago.
I love that shit,
about,
man. I love learning about the production
aspects
of porn.
They're talking about guys who are straight guys who do gay porn. And I'm like, wait. Then you're not straight. And they're like, oh, yeah, but it pays, like, a couple thousand a scene as opposed to a couple thousand. I'm like, yeah, but a couple thousand is not, like, I don't know. You'd have to be more than a couple thousand to, like, blow a guy, and, like, on camera. Like, I don't get it. Like, oh, really? A couple grand? Wow, that's like a month and a half worth of rent. I'm good to go. No,
yeah, I wonder how much those softcore foreign people make. Because, like I noticed... There used to be, softcore porn used to be kind of a fairly big business, because there's like a whole slew of softcore porns that were made in like the late 90s and possibly early 2000s.
Well, you know what's weird? The
you
ones
know?
That I see like on HBO and stuff, I mean, it's almost the same cast, like movie to movie. Like, so they must knock out like three or four in a day.
Well, that's just the thing. Like, I started noticing in some of the newer softcore porn movies that I recognize the actresses from actual porn. So that's I think what they're doing now is they're basically undercutting the softcore porn business and just maybe even paying the porn actors and actresses a tiny bit extra to
yeah,
say
maybe.
Their dialogue in, you know, because let's face it, even the dialogue heavy porn movies aren't really dialogue heavy.
Right. I'm pretty sure you and I and Louis could knock out a porn script in about an hour and a half.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you, I, and Louis have knocked out a porn in an hour and a half. But,
well, we've knocked out
no.
a porn in an hour and a half, but I don't know about a porn script.
Yeah, too much talk in an hour and a half, man. Way too much talking.
Yeah, seriously.
But, I mean, we can't even get through a half an hour of show before we start talking about gay sex with each other and rape.
Wait, we haven't talked about rape. We're halfway through the show. We have not talked about rape once yet.
No, I know, except that we jinxed ourselves by talking about how we're not talking about rape. Yeah.
We should have, like, you know what we should have? Can we have, like, sound bites on the show? Can we have, like, the rape whistle, and it'll go off the first mention of rape every episode?
Yeah, I think we need, like, a rape meter that catalogs how many times we say the word rape in each show. You know, and like,
yeah.
if for each one of us that gets up to 10, like, we have to actually get raped. I mean, I'm not going to agree to that, but it would be funny.
I'm going to agree to it only if it's a softcore raping.
So you don't mind some guy, like, dancing naked behind you as long as he's not penetrating
you?
I want a guy
to, like, rub his flaccid penis along my outer buck cheek.
His flaccid taped penis along the...
Right.
Basically all over the outside of your back and lower legs.
Exactly. Oh, that's so gross.
I mean,
yeah.
They're like softcore porn actor guys are fucking gymnastics, man. They're gymnasts. Like, seriously, I mean, they're just like... They're like leaping on top of the back of these women, and just like, without ever actually penetrating them, they're just like bouncing against their
right.
ass and their
yeah,
back.
Yeah, they maintain like their balance. Yeah, they're like totally.
Yeah, they're not. It's not even. I mean, because let's face it, when you're standing up and you're fucking a chick that's on a bed, and you're not laying down, like
right.
the balance is in your legs and basically in your dick.
Yeah.
Like, you're balancing, part of your balance is your dick in her pussy. She's gripping
right.
you.
Right. So, yeah, to not
but,
have
like,
that.
They don't even have
balance,
that.
Yeah. It's a little tricky, I'd imagine.
He's just all over the place.
Yeah.
But what were you saying about, before we brought up rape, what were we talking about? Porn script.
Yes.
Well, see, that's the thing. What I think they do is I think they take these regular porn movies and they throw a bunch of extraneous dialogue in there so that they can turn they can have a regular porn version of the movie and a softcore
right.
porn version of the movie, and they sell the regular porn to everywhere that they sell it to, and then they sell the softcore to like HBO and Showtime and Cinemax.
Yeah.
And make a little extra money off of it.
Right.
Which is really fucking smart.
Yeah. Definitely.
That's a good business decision.
It does seem like you would. I'm surprised. Yeah, you think more people would do that, but it seems like there's only a few. But it definitely seems like
you know.
A good
let's
idea.
we make about you know. Let's say we make about 10 grand off the sale of this movie to Showtime, or maybe not even like 5 grand. Let's pay these sluts like another maybe an extra 100 or 200 on top of what they make, and we'll
yeah.
still come out with like a $4,000 profit. I mean, that's the you know. Like, we've
but
already
thing,
got
like,
them for
Do you think they
the
have
day.
Some sort of, like, do you think the companies have some sort of contract? Because, like I said, like, I feel like I've seen the same cast in, like, 4 different movies. So do you think, like,
Oh, no,
companies...
absolutely, yeah. No, there's, like, one guy that I know does actual porn that I've seen in virtually every softcore porn movie.
Right.
He's just, like, burly, bug-eyed, older guy.
I think I know who you're talking
I
about.
I know he's right? been in, like, every single softcore porn movie.
Are you talking
he's,
about
he's
Evan
played
Stone?
A detective... No, not about fuck Evan Stone.
Oh,
fuck
okay.
Evan Stone. He's such an asshole. I watched this documentary. It's funny you brought him up. I watched this documentary about this guy was actually, he was interested to actually have conversations with the porn stars, and he wanted to take fairly tasteful pictures of them, you know, like even though some of them were naked, like the pictures themselves weren't pornographic. It was more like
this is like a few years ago.
Yeah, he wanted to take like Playboy-style pictures
yeah.
of porn stars.
Yeah,
and he
yeah,
like talked to him, and Sunny Lane was up for an award, and she lost, and she was like so fucking devastated, and it was really sad, actually. Like, this is somebody who was like really actually dedicated to being like a good porn
giving
actress.
Giving her father a heart attack.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, she was dedicated to destroying her legacy and her family.
Right.
You know, no, but like Ron Jeremy was quote unquote tutoring her, mentoring her, guruing her, whatever euphemism for him putting his dick in this young girl.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was like up for best actress, and she lost, and she was like really genuine. Yeah, throughout the whole movie, like you could see that she was even in the interview, she was kind of acting like she was trying to be like this. She was almost corporate about being a porn star.
Huh.
And then when she lost, like she was actually real for a minute, and she was like yeah, I don't really want to be on camera right now, blah, blah. But anyway, so Evan Stone won some bullshit award, and he's in the back, and the guy's talking to him, and Stone flips the fuck out. He's like, no, I don't do non-moving pictures. I don't do photographs. Like, everyone knows this. Whatever. Like, and he was
everyone knows
think about it. All
That's
they
funny.
Wanted to do was, like, take a picture of him with the award, and he was like, he gave the guy shit. He was like, no. If you're going to use my image, I want a piece of it, blah, blah, blah. Call my age. I mean, he was, like, flipping the fuck out.
Really?
That's a douchebag. Like, somebody was actually interested in having a conversation for him, and he got with him, and he got mad about it.
I like
How
the
dare you want to speak around my penis?
Right. The funny is, you ever watch, like, the AVN Awards, like, the girls who, like, win an award and they're, like, crying on stage because they're so happy? That's me.
Yeah, and funny. They're so happy. Best anal scene.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't believe... Best anal... You've just been proven that not only are you adept at taking five different cocks in the ass in succession... But you seem to, at least on camera, you seem to enjoy taking
enjoy
those five cocks
yeah.
in hands. Way to go, sweetheart.
Thank you, Mom.
Way to go.
I just want to thank my mom, who showed me how to take my first dick in the ass. This one's for you, Mama.
No, but you know what I realized, actually, after having seen quite a few of these AVN awards?
What?
They don't host any good comedians. They don't use any good comedians to host those shows.
No, they don't.
Never.
No.
No.
I think the one I watched a couple years ago was like Greg Fitzsimmons or somebody like. Somebody
yeah, that's
like,
exactly who I was. That's exactly who I had in mind when I made
yeah.
that statement. Actually. He's like mediocre. Like and when you see him on stage. Like, I never picture him as the type of guy I want to see hosting a porn award show. Like, ever.
Right. Right.
You know, it's like having Patton Oswalt as your
yeah.
opener for the AVN Awards. Like a
yeah.
creepy, weird, out-of-shape little fucking nerdy weirdo.
We'll see of
like
creepy. Didn't Jim Norton host it once?
Did he really?
I think he did.
Oh, I love Jimmy Norton.
No, I was gonna say I actually like Jim Norton, but come on, he's a creepy dude, and that's
no, he is a creepy dude, but he like he knows he's a creepy
laugh,
dude,
but,
and he jokes
right.
about he's got a great sense of humor about what a
yeah,
creepy
yeah,
little
totally.
Shit is.
Oh yeah, 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 definitely.
I know you guys are twins, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
His eyes are a lot bigger than yours, though. That's a big difference.
So is his wallet.
But you know what, Mick? He has to pay for sex. Even though he's, like, a pretty famous comedian at this point.
He has to pay for sex. I just choose to.
No. Well, we all choose to.
Well, yes, yeah, true, in one way or another.
No, but I mean, like, poor Jimmy. No, but that's, okay, Jim Norton aside, I mean... Jim Norton aside, I mean, he's such a smartass, like I say, and he's very quick. He's very quick on his feet.
Right.
But it, pretty much everyone else. And then they have fucking Dave Navarro as the guy.
Oh, God,
like,
that was that. Yes, that was the one I watched like last year. And he's like doing the pre-show interviews.
But he does
hilarious.
That all the time. That's what he does. He's the red.
Oh,
he's the
God.
Joan Rivers of the AVN Awards.
Right, right. Oh.
And like, I'm sorry, but I don't watch porn awards to see a creepy little weirdo comedian try desperately to get each of the porn stars to kiss him as they get on stage.
Right.
I don't watch it to see Dave Mustaine's fucking pseudo-goth. He's a creeper, too.
Yes.
He's a fucking creeper, too. You know, he's like one of these, like, confessed sex addict bullshits. The guy's full of shit.
Yeah.
He's a tweaked-out, corny little fucking goth freak. And I don't watch those things. I watch those things for spontaneous moments of completely fake porn stars, like, rubbing their tits against each other and stuff.
Yeah. You know what's disturbing, though, if you think about it? I mean, there's probably a pretty good chance that, like,
you know, Greg Fitzsimmons, like, banged, like, probably had a threesome with two hot chicks that night that he hosted the award.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that they, you know, I'm sure that they got, like, they've probably had sex in porn with guys that looked much worse than Greg Fitzsimmons.
Right.
There are some, there are some terrible looking guys in porn, but you have to realize that, like, the casting couch thing about Hollywood is actually true in porn.
Yes.
Like, totally. you really have to audition by fucking somebody.
You basically have to give someone a throw. You have to be like, all right, well then, give me a blowjob, and we'll see how good you are. Yeah.
You know, like, or a guy is in his office, you know, and porn producer's in his office, a girl comes in, and I'm sure there are girls that go into those things every fucking day.
Right.
And he's like, you know, he brings out, like, some goofball intern, and he's like, fuck it, let's use it.
Right.
You know, and that's for free.
Yeah. That's before
anything. Yeah, I'm sure, you know, the after party of the AVN Awards, Greg Fitzsimmons could talk his way into a couple of hooers' pants.
Yeah, or lack thereof.
Yeah.
Not fair.
You're probably right. But, I mean, really, Mick, I mean, do you really want to fuck porn stars?
I want to fuck a porn star, just to say I've done it.
A particular one or just any?
I know what you
want to fuck. You want to fuck, like, mid-90s Chasey Lane.
Oh, my God, I wish. She was my all-time favorite.
It's
got to
be mid-90s Chasey Lane.
She was my all-time favorite until she became a mess for her.
She looks terrible,
out,
man.
Oh, my God, she looks so bad.
Terrible.
Have you seen that video of her?
Why would I do something like that?
Oh, my God, there's a video from like, a few years ago, and she's, like, flipping out on set because she doesn't want to do stills, and she can't stay still on the couch, and, like, the narrator's like, she's totally tweaking because she can't stay still. I have to send this to you. It's insane. Like, she's fucking out of her mind, like, tweaking.
Wait, she won't do stills?
Yeah, she wouldn't do, like still pictures, like, before the scene because she literally couldn't. She's like, oh, I just want to do my scene and get out of here and get paid. And the guy's like, no,
I have some crack to buy, man.
And the guy's like, no, we have a contract. You have to do stills, and you have to do, like, this. And she's like, no, I'm not doing that. And then she took, like, 3 hours to get dressed, and she basically, like, halted, like, a day's worth of production, and, like, her teeth were all fucked up. I swear to God, I have to say this to you. It's insane. Like, she, and I watched
that's
it, like,
great.
Oh, my God. I watched
that's
it, like,
great.
How
and
is this the same girl? Because, like you said, mid-90s Chasey Lane was, like, the, like, number one for me. Like, better than Jenna Jameson, better than all those people. Like, give me, like, 1997 Chasey Lane, and that's as good as it gets.
Well, like, you have like, the stories like that, which is, like, you know, Chasey Lane, who is still trying to get by in porn and basically being a tweaked out, you know, sad sack of used up shit. And then you have Jenna Jameson, who actually, I mean, before she became just completely and utterly strangely plastic looking. I mean, she's always sort of plastic, but, you know, she had the youth, and then when she got older, like, the initial plastic surgery that she had was okay.
Yeah.
So she was still attractive, but, you know, before she got, like, the giant Botox lips and shit like that.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, she was a successful porn producer and director.
Right.
You know, she turned her knowledge of porn, which I guess she got from paying attention while she was getting boringly fucked by some idiot on the set. You know?
Yeah.
She turned that into a career, and that's, you know, like, I respect the girls who do that because they turn it into a legitimate business.
Yeah, some
but
of these
then,
girls are like empires. Yeah, they're like brand names. It's like fucking...
Yeah, totally. But, I mean, for every one of those, you have, like, a shit ton of, like, you know, fucking... I'm trying to, like, I used to know so many porn stars that are just not around anymore.
Right. My favorite was when Heather Hunter tried to be a rapper.
Oh, God, yeah, that's great. That's great. There's so many of these women that just aren't. And then every once in a while, you'll catch, like, a porn star that's, like, about 10 years older than she should be, like, having a comeback, so trying to have a comeback. Like, they throw her in with some, like, hot younger actress.
I think Raylene
tried
to come back.
Raylene
tried
to come back. Ginger Lynn tried to come back.
Yes.
Yeah, even Janine had a comeback.
Yeah, yeah. And when she came back, she was all tatted up, and I was like, when the hell did that happen?
Yeah, she's been like steadily getting tatted and tatted. Maybe she wants to try to get Jesse James back.
Yeah. Oh man.
But that's so that's our show, my man.
6:30 already? Oh wow, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'm totally sending you that Chasey Lane video.
Yeah, send me that shit. I need to see that.
All right.
Does she look horrible in it?
Oh, so bad.
Oh God.
I have to find this now.
What bottom of the barrel fucking porn company hired this bitch?
I don't even know. It was like probably like 3 or 4 years back. I think, I don't know.
I wonder if it was like the end of her Vivid contract.
Probably post Vivid.
like the guy in Vivid made the mistake of like giving her like a 10-year contract.
Yeah, like by like the 8th year, he's like, oh fuck, god damn it.
All right, brother. I'll
All right.
We'll do this on Wednesday.
All right, sounds good.
All right, later.
Later.